Well, we have a breaking news story on the programme this morning. It is that the DUP Health Minister, Edwin Poots, has told the Nolan Show that he would be very surprised if the police were not turning a blind eye to drug crime here. Now, obviously, his position in the country, given who he is, adds to this story. He is the health minister. He is in charge of our health here in Northern Ireland. And if you have someone as senior as that suggesting that the police may be turning a blind eye to drug crime in the context of people who may have lost their lives because of drug crime, this is a very, very serious accusation indeed. For clarity, let's just have a listen again to exactly what the health minister said on Nolan this morning.
What I said is that there's allegations coming from people in some people in communities that the police will sometimes turn a blind eye to the activities of individuals if they get information about other individuals. So it's a case of they can get information which is of greater benefit to them in terms of pursuing particular issues, so they'll turn a blind eye to something lesser. Now,
do you think that's happening?
That has happened throughout policing, as we all know. We can pretend that that's not the case, but that has happened for generations in terms of policing.
And you think it's still happening now?
I would be very surprised if it still isn't happening.
Well, the Assistant Chief Constable Drew Harris with us this morning. Morning to you.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to what the Health Minister has suggested you're doing?
Well, in truth, I'm stunned at what I've just heard. We do not tolerate criminality of any sort, and this myth of us protecting small-time drug dealers is just what I've said, a complete myth.
This is the man who's in charge of our health in Northern Ireland. This is a government minister accusing you of turning a blind eye to crime.
Well,
and crime that kills.
Well, let me assure you that we work very hard in respect of illegal drugs. We do not protect individuals who are dealing in drugs. We recognise, one, the misery they cause in terms of the threat and the risk to people that may use these drugs, and overall then the crime and the harm that they cause to communities and the harm they cause to people and their families. And we work very hard on this, and I reiterate the figures that we put out yesterday. Over 2,800 people arrested last year. That was up 7%, and an increase in 14% in the number of people charged. And only last autumn, we led a very big operation in respect of street-level dealing, which was successful and was recognised as being successful right across Northern Ireland. Huge effort put into that.
And yet, you're now in a situation this morning where the health minister would be very surprised if you're not turning a blind eye to drug crime.
Well,
what are you going to do about that?
Well, all I can say is, one, I've had no conversations in respect of this with the health minister. Secondly, our work, our police work, is governed by the policing board. The policing board ask us questions very regularly about what we're doing around organised crime, around drug dealing, how we're conducting our covert policing, for instance. All of these things are examined at the policing board. And secondly, the police ombudsman has access to all our records, what's going on in the police.
Yeah, but Drew, records aren't going to show. If the health minister is right, records are not going to show whether you are turning a blind eye or not. Let's just get into the detail of this. Essentially, what he is suggesting is that it is very possible that in order to get the big guys, you're allowing people at the bottom of the chain to deal on the ground. That's what he's suggesting. It's not his words, but he's basically saying the small people you'll turn a blind eye to in order to get the big guys. And indeed, he said it happens across the world.
Well, I'm talking about Northern Ireland. It doesn't happen here. We have very tight regulation of how we run CHIS, covert human intelligence sources, informants. That's very tightly regulated and inspected on an annual basis. We do extremely well in those inspections. I know that there is no unauthorized activity ongoing. We are constantly supervising the work that's going on in respect of covert policing, and we report to the policing board in respect of this, And as I said, the Ombudsman has full access to records.
So you are 100% ruling out that none of your officers with none of your officers have relationships with informants or low-level drug dealers who are passing on information that may lead to you getting the big guys?
I am 100% ruling that out, and I'm in a position to rule that out completely. If people are acting, if officers are acting outside the regulations, and this is very tightly regulated, then they're subject to investigation either by the Ombudsman or by our own professional standards department,
well, let me ask
and that is dealt with.
Let me ask the question a different way, Drew. Why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you try to stop the complete supply of drugs and really hammer down hard by getting access to information? And if that information, if the only way you could get it was through a low-level dealer, why wouldn't you do it?
Well, because we do not tolerate criminality. We work with our partners, including the Serious Organised Crime Agency and the HMRC. There are many ways of dealing with drug dealing and dealing with other organised crime which does not involve us turning any blind eye towards criminality in any shape or form.
For years in this country, the police used informants.
Well,
what's changed?
And we still use informants, but people have just the wrong concept of the police turning a blind eye to stuff that's going on. That is not happening. We operate in a highly regulated, controlled environment.
But when you say you still use informants...
That as well. No, I personally supervise that as well, Stephen. So I'm in a position to give an absolute guarantee in respect of this matter.
So let me give you a scenario. If you had an informant that was placed within a drug gang and he committed a crime, would you prosecute that informant and lose the source of your information?
That matter would be reported to the Public Prosecution Services, Public Prosecution Service, and all the facts would be made known, and that the decision for prosecution does not lie with the police.
I'm not sure if people will believe you or not.
Well, they should believe us because that is the standard that we work at, the standard with which we explain ourselves both to the regulation authorities, to the policing board and to the police ombudsman.
So how come then, Drew, there are people, and they've said this before to this programme and they're saying it today again, they're saying that they see people on the ground in their local community openly dealing drugs? We had a local community worker this morning saying that drugs are openly dealt on his street, highly visible to 10 and 11-year-olds.
Well, then, what I suggest to them is lift the phone, ring 999 and ring the police. If they don't want to do that, then they contact Crime Stoppers. Our whole emphasis is on not only just the big dealers. Obviously, there is a big effort around the movement and the trafficking of drugs, but also on this street-level dealing. We recognise what a concern it is to our communities, and we want to clamp down on it. We only can clamp down on it with the public's assistance and giving us information.
Well, the public are in a situation finally this morning, Drew, where they've either got to believe the health minister, a government minister, or they've got to believe a senior police officer.
Well, I'm putting forward the scenario where I have a full oversight of covert policing, where I know that criminal behaviour, such as drug dealing, is not, we are not turning a blind eye to that.
And you said you're stunned by what...
I'm giving you an absolute guarantee of that.
And you said you're stunned by what Edwin Poots has said.
Well, I listened to that and I am stunned that he believes that we are involved in behaviour which is both unlawful and unethical.
Are you going to speak to him?
Well, undoubtedly there will be more conversations today.
Okay. Assistant Chief Constable, thank you very much.